AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. At the White House, just a few days after his meeting with Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky, President Trump was asked if Ukraine would win back all the land it lost to Russia.
Well, they could. They could still win it. I don't think they will, but they could still win it. I never said they would win it. I said they could win. Anything can happen. You know, war is a very strange thing.
The president will be meeting with Russia's Vladimir Putin. President Trump and Australia's prime minister signed a critical minerals deal at the White House. China is imposing tougher rules on exporting its own critical minerals abroad. The Supreme Court will consider whether people who are regular pot smokers can own guns. Here's the AP's Haya Panjwani.
It's the latest firearm case to come before the court since its 2022 decision, expanding gun rights. President Donald Trump's administration is asking the justices to revive a case against a Texas man charged with a felony because he allegedly had a gun in his home and acknowledged being a regular marijuana user. Defense attorneys got the charge tossed out after an appeals court largely struck down a law that bans guns from users of illegal drugs under the high court's more expansive view of the Second Amendment. The Republican administration favors Second Amendment rights, but government attorneys argue that this ban is a justifiable restriction. Arguments probably will take place early in 2026, with the decision likely by early summer. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
Jury selection has started in the murder trial of an Illinois sheriff's deputy charged with killing Sonia Massey, a black woman shot in her home last year after calling police for help. Sam Douglas, a Vermont state senator who took part in a young Republican's group chat on Telegram in which members made racist comments and joked about rape and the gas chambers, has resigned. Prosecutors in Philadelphia say remains found buried in a wooded area behind an abandoned school are those of Kata Scott, a 23-year-old woman who'd been missing for about 2 weeks. A man has been arrested and charged in connection with Scott's disappearance. This is AP News. An Amazon cloud problem had an impact on internet users.
The issue took down dozens of major online services, including social media sites Snapchat, the Roblox and Fortnite video games, and the chat app Signal. About 3 hours after the outage, Amazon Web Services said it was starting to recover from the issue. Technology expert Chris Stockell-Walker.
Nothing to suggest at all that this is a kind of deliberate act or a security issue. I think, as often is the case here, it will be something very, very benign. It will be either someone with fat fingers typing the wrong thing and pushing out an update, or perhaps just one little small system, the cog in the hardware, going haywire, and then that cascades down.
Amazon Web Services provides behind-the-scenes cloud computing infrastructure to many government departments, universities, and businesses, including the Associated Press, which allows them to provide online services. I'm Karen Shamas.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Real value shows up in reliability you don't have to second guess. Like a set of Firestone all-season tires. They're designed to deliver confidence-inspiring wet weather traction and a quieter ride, no matter the road, season after season. Firestone all-season tires. For durability you can count on, just like people count on you. Firestone. Always dependable since 1900.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.